2019 Pig Book, $15.3 billion in earmarks, millions for fruit flies, brown snakes. By Penny Starr on June 12, 2019. Flanked by Republican lawmakers, Tom Schatz, president of Citizens Against Government Waste, unveiled the 27th edition of the Pig Book, laying out how Congress approves billions of dollars in earmarks in government funding bills, including $9 million this year to quarantine fruit flies and almost $1 million to eradicate brown tree snakes in Guam. The 2019 Pig Book shows that Congress still has pork barrel fever and their only prescription has been more earmarks, Schatz said. Sadly, for the seventh time since Congress adopted an earmark moratorium in 2011, Citizens Against Government Waste has unearthed earmarks in the appropriations bills. The advocacy group uncovered 282 earmarks in fiscal year 2019, adding up to a $15.3 billion cost to American taxpayers. Those figures represent a 22% increase in earmarks over fiscal year 2018, when taxpayers funded 232 earmarks. The report also noted, the increase in pork barrel spending occurs behind closed doors and hidden from taxpayers. There are no names of legislators attached to each earmark and limited information on where and how the money will be spent. Some examples of earmarks identified by KIG include $1.8 billion for 7 earmarks for the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, including 8 additional planes for the Air Force, 6 for the Navy, and 2 for the Marine Corps. In development for nearly 18 years and 8 years behind schedule, total acquisition costs now exceed $428 billion, nearly double the initial estimate of $233 billion. A 2019 DoD selected acquisition report noted that the F-35's lifetime operation and maintenance costs will total approximately $1.2 trillion, the most expensive weapon system in U.S. history. $65 million for the Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Fund. For the third consecutive year, President Trump's budget recommended eliminating its funding because it favors state, local, and/or industry interests, and are not optimally targeted, favor certain species and geographic areas over others, and do not direct funds to programs and projects that have the greatest need or potential benefit. $12 million for the Aquatic Plant Control Program, largest amount ever. Since FY 1994, aquatic plant control projects have been earmarked by Senator Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, Senator Patrick Leahy, Democrat Vermont, and then Senator Jeff Sessions, Republican Alabama. "This is crazy," Senator Rand Paul, RKY, said after he and other members of Congress posed for a photo with Faye, a miniature pig dressed in red, white and blue, who also attended the press conference. Paul said Congress should cut back on its funding overall to end earmarks and other wasteful spending. "The reason why we still have waste 40 years after William Proxmire, 27 years after Citizens Against Government Waste were doing this, the reason we they still have waste is we keep giving the people wasting it more money," Paul said. "Give them less money and they'll waste less." Tim Burchett, RTN, was more direct about where he thinks pork belongs. "The only place pork is good is on ribs and on a bun," Burchett said. Schatz praised Senate Republicans at the press conference for introducing a motion last month to permanently ban earmarks. "One of the best ways to clean up Washington's addiction to waste is for Congress to enact a permanent, statutory ban on earmarks," Schatz said. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.